The In Deep show is for people over the age of 18.
So if you are not at least 18 years old, you will get in trouble, not them.
Hey, wait, we're not 18.
We better get out of here.
You are now in deep.
This is deep. Do you smell it? Because I smell it.
Everything I do is gonna be funky from now on, yeah.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go deep. This is deep, but I'm going deep. I'm going deep, 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 deep.
You are now in deep.
I'm going deep, deep, deep.
You are now in deep.
Because I can smell it, it's in the air, and I smell it. I have to go.
You know, every time that I start this show, I just want to grab the mic and say, good morning, Vietnam. I don't know why.
It's okay.
Just kind of happy.
Good morning, DMV.
Yeah. But you know what? As we do this morning recording, I can start doing that.
Oh, man. There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
So we'll maybe give it a try.
Hey, you ever seen that movie, Toss to Me? It's like, wake up, damn it. Don Cheadle. That is one of my favorite movies.
I want to say I might have seen it, but I can't remember.
Back in the day, WOL.
Yeah. Was Cedric in that joint?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. That's one of my favorites.
That was,
right.
Remember that. So, thank you for tuning into the In Deep Show. I am your man, Big B. Get it right. Your man, Big B. Whether you know it or not. If you're one of those lonely people that go to a party and you don't got no friends, you can just let everybody know, I got my man Big B. He got my back.
All right.
If you're one of those ladies that...
like, isolate yourself even more.
Right.
If you're one of those ladies that just can't get your shit together and you can't keep a man and you keep showing up at functions as the third wheel and shit... Mm-hmm. Just rest assured now. When people ask you, you got a man? Be like, uh-huh. He been named Big B. I got your back. I am your man, Big B. But I do not do this show alone. I got my crew with me today. We're here to satisfy all your needs. If you are one of those people that I mentioned earlier, that girl or that guy that are just socially awkward and can't get your shit together, we have the doctor.
That's right. And if you have any problems, you just call and talk to me.
The doctor. Don't call this damn show. Call the doctor.
No, call the show.
Don't call this goddamn show.
God, you called me.
I will make you more socially awkward than you started off. You call here looking for
him. But you know what, though? For some reason, I think I have a gift. Because a lot of people like to tell me their problems. Even people that I just met or, you know, haven't known for a long time. They just feel, you know, that they can tell me. You know, whatever ails them, you know, personal and all that kind of stuff. So I think, you know, and the response that I give them, they seem to, you know, I guess use it in their personal lives. So I consider myself sort of a doctor in psychology, too.
I think it has something to do with that old saying that no matter how bad shit's going for you, somebody always has it worse.
Okay.
So after talking to you, they're like, this motherfucker.
Why are you always killing my joy?
I'm just saying. I'm just putting out.
See what I was talking about all the time.
It's at this time I like everyone to rise to your feet. Remove your hats. Put your hands over your heart. And all hail the queen.
Hey, you. Good morning. Wake up. We awake. Are you awake?
Wake up, damn it.
We wake, you wake. Get it together. Hey. How y'all doing, man?
Cool. Doc look like he ready. He bouncing.
Me, myself, I'm good. I'm off today. I'm off tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I got a few errands to run after the show, but I'm going to go ahead and knock them joints out. My Redskins playing Dallas today at home. We're going to do this thing real smooth, real big. I'll get them out the way. It'll be 4-3, and after that, everything will be good. Everything will be good. Great.
Word.
Word up.
Yeah. You know, it's been a hectic week for me at work, but there was just little thing in the background that was just sort of like a spark of excitement. And I sat down and started thinking about what is it? And when I realized, it's the element of Duck Duck Goose on the Indie show. Duck Duck Goose. Because not knowing our schedule, it's just like Duck. Duh. Goose, we recording today. Oh,
right,
shit, okay.
Right. Hey, and speaking of that, you remember last week when we were talking, you was like, man, you used to, you know, you had Sunday, Monday, then Sunday and Tuesday, and then next thing you know, next week I got Sunday and Monday. Right. We were talking about
So, I like, it's kind of like funny, like, all right, wait a minute. The court day. Oh, shit. All right. It's here.
All right.
Got to get up and run and catch it.
And it was funny. He was like, well, I guess we're taping Sunday then. That was funny. I was like,
then Sunday it is.
Right. I have nothing to say about it, so I guess that's what it is.
No doubt.
That's funny.
No doubt. So, how was everyone's week? Was it as hectic as mine? Was it stressful? Was it love?
You know, mine was pretty much ordinary, man. You know, every now and again, they'd throw a monkey wrench in my damn schedule. Yesterday, last night, I was out fucking Ashburn, Centerville, Fairfax, way out there. Man, way they sent me out there. Usually, they send me downtown.
So, Ashburn, you ain't stop by the Mecca, the home base, headquarters?
No, man. But, you know, I heard we do have an account there. Yeah. I haven't been there yet, though.
Need you to hurry up and get that together.
Okay, I'll send an email.
Where's my stuff?
I'll get your stuff.
Where's our cilantro and all that stuff? We're supposed to
get? Oh, well, see, all right. See, you never really. I heard the apples.
No, I kept saying it, and you kept saying I ain't getting you shit.
I got you. Oh, that's because you were fucking with me about my truck.
I wasn't fucking with you. I'm
gonna get you some cilantro. What else you need?
Some limes.
Okay.
Ginger.
Okay.
Ginger.
Okay.
Yes.
Alright. Yeah. I got you. And apples.
Yeah, that'll work.
Oh, alright. When they come in big now.
No.
Don't be talking about I don't eat all this.
Nope.
That's what she said.
No, okay. That is not what she said. She would
that's
be
what
like,
she said
whoa.
In his dreams.
Right. She'd be like, hey.
Yeah, he's a legend in his own mind. Right. All
hey.
The time. There you go. That's our bad, though.
Yeah. Anywho.
If you don't believe in yourself,
y'all both
will.
Just coming for me at the same time? Is that what that was?
The tag team, babe. WWE.
See what happens when you don't pay attention?
That's how that works. Y'all both was coming for me at the same time? Okay.
Why not?
That's cool.
Whatever. Yeah. Anyway. So how was my week? My week, I don't know. It went like past, like in a blur. Like I don't even remember. It was like next thing I know, I looked up and it was Friday, which was kind of cool. Didn't do too much. Didn't do anything. I was supposed to go to a Halloween party yesterday. I wasn't feeling it.
No. Mm-mm. You weren't feeling like going, or you wasn't feeling the party atmosphere?
No, I didn't feel like going.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I caught up on Scandal. Shout out to the Scandal watchers.
Is that good?
I forgot last season. I didn't watch last season. Mm. And I was like,
still a thing?
Well, yeah, because this season is the last one.
Right.
So that's why I was like, oh, I had all these, like, I had like 14 episodes.
How many seasons were they?
This is 7 now.
Mm. I'm a whole season. And what, 4 episodes behind on Empire?
No, I never got into Empire.
What? Empire, man.
Yeah, it didn't click for me.
I don't know. I think it's. I hate to say it, but it's kind of too ghetto for me, man. It's
What?
Yeah, for me.
You like everything.
I do. Does exist.
But, huh? Huh? Yeah, huh?
It's water.
Yeah, I mean, drink, because... yeah, put something in your mouth. Uh-oh. My zipper stuck.
Ooh, but, wait a minute, watch yourself. Pause.
Boy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, the dialogue was always, you know, bitch, nigga, you know, I'll kill you.
How was it on Power? Wait.
Power. See, not Power. Because
I'm like, Empire is on Channel 5. So I don't think it would have been a whole bunch of niggas and bitches.
Well, not niggas and bitches. I'm just saying. You know, the dialogue wasn't too thought out. I mean, it was just like somebody threw it together.
Are you just an Empire hater? I know you watch.
I
Power.
Used to like Empire when it first came on, okay. But it seemed like as the seasons, you know, went on and on and on, it just became like a big music video
It's a divide between the two shows, and it's like you'll seldom find anyone that says I watch both. It's either they side with Power or they side with Empire. Mm. You know, it's been the narrative that I've seen. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anybody that's just been like, oh, yeah, both of them joints, I watch.
Not
it's
yet.
Usually
nope.
Split.
It's not going to be like that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so back to me. So Scandal, right? If anybody, hopefully this is not a spoiler and everybody's already caught up or you just don't watch it. Nobody told me that Papa Pope wasn't the HNIC, and I always thought he was. He always acted like he was, but somebody else came in there and they were running the show, and that kind of hurt my feelings. They really did. I had to like text some friends that I know don't watch Scandal, but I had to get it off my chest because I was very taken aback that I thought he was running things, but alas, he was not. Wow. So anyway, I had to, if anybody watches Scandal, feel free to send an email or voicemail to ndeepshow@yahoo.com to help me process this.
Or just directly to the queen.
No.
I always want people to,
you know what I mean? Like, go ahead, man.
To the show.
Right, go ahead. But I mean, because seriously, I'm like, I'm trying to process, you know, and I got to go home and finish the last two episodes and then catch up on the new season. I got to process this.
So what season you on?
Well, that was 6 that I watched last night. And like I said, I have 2 episodes left of 6. And then 7 I think is on, I want to say 4. They're on the 4th episode, I think.
Okay.
I think, yeah, I don't know. Oh, okay. Anywho, so that's my exciting weekend, which is not really exciting, but you know, worked for me.
There you go, and that's all that really matters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone has their own lives. Yeah. So what's exciting for you?
I was gonna say, some may think I don't have one because I marathon watched Scandal all Saturday, and I could have been at a party, but meh.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was lovely. Mm. They always have a good time at, you know, at my friend's house when she has parties.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one time I was the bartender. Whew, I put people down.
What?
Yeah. I didn't mean to, but I got her extremely drunk.
Deal with the devil.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Hey, I don't know how I made it, but.
I want these people out of my house fast, so can you bartend?
Right, right.
I'm telling you, I was making some kind of drink that I guess you couldn't really taste the alcohol.
Okay. Those are the ones that get you.
Yeah.
Queen is one of those look you in the eye bartenders. And I don't know if you visit bars, you kind of know what I mean. Mm-mm. Most bartenders, when they make you drink, they're like,
don't look at you.
But Queen is like,
just let it pour, huh?
Just like, you looking like, are you going to tilt the damn bottle back up?
Right.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I can't even tell you what was in that drink.
Okay.
And, well, no, that's not true. It was vodka and something.
So you make it the same drinks for everybody?
If they ask for it, yeah.
Oh, because okay.
It was kind of like, oh, can you make me a drink? I was like, ah, sure.
Can you make one of those things that the passed out dude had?
Right.
And then it was like,
the guy
people came
peed
up
in the corner. Can you make one of those?
Can you imagine? That would be so funny.
Uh-huh.
A pissy special.
Right.
What do you call that? We call that the lose yourself.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that would
the guy just fell down the steps. Can you make me one of those fall down step freaks?
Luckily, there were no steps. Luckily.
No, the guy that took out an ambulance. Him. Yeah, I want one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, but I don't know. But it was pretty much kind of like that.
Right.
I mean, not the pee in the corner. I mean, it wasn't that hard.
That's
somebody
some
tasted
look,
some drinks.
Some
look, the people ordering get louder and louder as they go.
Right.
Can I get 2 stomach pumps?
Yeah, how about that? And they already had 3.
Right.
Oh, God.
But yeah, that was a good party, though. She asked me to come back, but for a second party and actually bartend, which I thought was really funny.
Bring EMS.
Can you bartend and bring your defibrillator with you?
Right. Like, the fire department is around the corner.
Right. Luckily,
defibrillator, stomach charcoal.
I
think I was out of town, so I couldn't do it anyway. But anyway. So, yeah, I should have gone. And I'm sure it would have been
Does
lovely.
Anyone have a pocket knife?
And a straw.
And a pen.
Oh, God.
All right.
Oh, so you can cut them open and then stick the jaw in.
So I can do a little trach on the spot here.
This too much. Oh, anywho, so that was it. I'm sorry.
I want to go to the party now.
Yeah, right. I'm like, shit.
I'm telling you, I don't remember what was in it, though.
Invited to that shit.
I'm sure B has it on the bar. I'm sure I can figure it out. But
toke it out.
Shit. You just do like
I came
this.
In a suit. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. There you
Maybe
go.
Maybe two more bottles.
Two more bottles, huh?
And it was juice. I remember it was juice.
Okay. So the juice kind of hid the alcohol content.
I feel like it was either mango juice or pineapple orange juice.
I know it was
or something
tropical.
Like that.
I knew it. Mm-hmm. That'll do it every time. Oh, this tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
Next thing you know, she even
had
What color
are
those lights?
Right, how did I get here?
Uh-huh. Wow. All right, here we go.
Somebody should call a doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, man, look, Dr. Phil, I guess he was taking a little drive down the hills or wherever it is that he lives. But,
what's good, my nigga?
Hey, dog, what's going on? All right, okay. That's what he was listening to, too. That's the song he was listening to. That's what I have right here. But anyway, everybody was just chilling. He was listening to that song that Neen was just singing, driving down the road. And he hit a skateboarder.
Damn.
Now, yeah. My man's name was Terrence Denbury.
Uh-oh.
Okay, yeah. He knocked him off the skateboard and everything. So my man was jive hurt a little bit. And, you know, Dr. Phil, now word on the street is Dr. Phil asked him, man, are you okay? And apparently Terrence said, yeah, okay. But I think Terrence realized who it was. And, you're Dr. Phil. I don't know whether he said that, but he realized who it was. And then all of a sudden, you know, he wasn't feeling that well.
Right.
So, you know, once he told Dr. Phil he was okay, you know, Dr. Phil rolled out. You know, so the cops came and everything. Well, I don't know whether the cops came before or after Dr. Phil left. But they said that Dr. Phil, you know, asked him, was he okay? And he rolled out. And Terrence said that he felt that Dr. Phil should have stayed around a little longer just to make sure he was all right. You know, but from word on the street is Terrence, he got a severe shoulder injury and possible trauma and all this bullshit. Mm-hmm. Now,
I know that's right.
Yeah, that's how they do. Now you're thinking about suing. Okay. Now,
I thought he had a lawyer already.
Well, he does. He has a lawyer, but he doesn't, you know, he's not sure whether he's going to sue or not, but, you know,
whatever.
The lawyer's saying that it's going in that direction.
It's going down.
Yeah, it's going down. Dr. Phil said, man, look, I think I did everything I was supposed to do. I asked the guy, was he all right? The dude said, yeah, and then I left. You know, I guess apparently afterwards, dude, you know, figured out who I was or whatever. Blah, blah, blah. And now he want to sue me, but it's okay. Dr. Phil said, I think I did everything that was right. You know, if it goes to court, nigga, I'm ready to fight. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. So good luck on that one there, Terrence. And,
How you going to fight, though? I mean, people
He got a good Oprah back of me money.
I know, but people saw him hit the dude.
But you know, but that's what Dr. Phil said. He did hit the guy. Mm-hmm. He said, mm-hmm, I hit him.
Right, you admit it.
Right. But he's saying, I think Dr. Phil is saying that I don't think I did that much damage to the damn boy.
Man, listen. We know, we all know friends where you know they got in an accident and was probably like a love tap and somebody fell out the car. Like it was a 3-car crash collision. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, you paying somebody some money.
And your friends the ones that suing you.
Oh yeah, that happens too.
Yeah, trying to take a motherfucker to the mall, get this motherfucker size 15 Nikes shit. And they ain't gonna see.
That sounds familiar.
Y'all remember?
I'm trying to get that TV put on that wall. Either one.
Here we go, y'all. Like, bring up old shit.
I'm gonna stereotype this cosplay.
Hey, anyway, and it's okay. Stop! Didn't I tell you not to? You see, you don't.
I said I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Leave it at that. Okay.
That's all I said.
That's all you gonna say.
You know what?
Anyway, hey, do y'all remember, I don't remember how many shows
What's
ago,
up, nigga?
But I read, man, we already been through that.
Oh, okay.
You stood fine, little motherfucker. I don't remember how many shows ago it was, but I reported Suge Knight had gotten shot. It was, I think, at the MTV Award or some little gala that he was at, that Chris Brown was hosting. Y'all remember that?
Mm-mm.
But I remember.
I mean, he'd been in jail for a minute.
This was before that. This was like maybe a year and a half back in 2014.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Tequila is a mean drug.
Not a drug.
Huh?
There you go. Feed into him. Anyway, Suge Knight had gotten shot 7 times. Okay, like I said, it was that event. I think it was after an MTV Award event back in 2014. You know, Chris Brown and an unknown singer, they gave a little event at One Oak Nightclub. And that's where Suge Knight was shot seven times. And he was trying to sue Chris Brown and the other singer, whoever he was. They never say who the other singer was. And the One Oak Nightclub.
Stevie Wonder.
But anyway, it was Stevie Wonder. Okay. All right. See, well, you on the road. But anyway, Garrett goes to
that party, though. Hold on. Yeah, we go. Y'all imagine Chris Brown, Stevie Wonder party?
No.
Exactly.
No, seriously. You got to drink some tequila. It'll help you bend your mind around this thought.
Okay.
I'm saying, now, for real.
Chris Brown.
Like, crispy. I mean, seriously, they be walking through the room and shit. You know, when you're at your party, you gotta, you know,
work the room
and stuff, you know. Crispy had, you know, Chris, of course, he's gonna have the whole Stevie's, like, you know, wine. And the whole night, you know, because he twisted. You know, when you twisted, you forget you saying shit or you said something.
Chris is gonna be twisted.
Chris gonna be fucked up. So, right, Chris, all night, Chris gonna be like, yo, Stevie, look at that fat bitch right there. And Stevie gonna be like, hey, Slim. I ain't gonna keep telling you this. Put my hand on it. I kiss.
But you know what, though? A lot of people say Stevie Wonder is not totally blind. Of course, we know he's blind, but they say he can see. They say Stevie can see a little something. What you think? No?
Maybe.
You think he's totally blind?
I have no idea. But, I mean, it's a possibility. Not everybody that's blind is, like, 100% blind. I mean, you could be technically, legally blind and still have, like, a little bit of vision. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I take my contacts off. I'm probably technically Stevie, so.
But do you think he could see, like,
maybe
titties?
Shapes?
Yeah,
oh,
shapes
I don't know
asses.
If he can see boobs. And,
oh, okay.
I don't know if he can.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure he could feel them because he has kids. Yeah,
right. If you just lead him to the water here drinking.
I'm sure. Like I said, doesn't he have a whole rack of kids?
I don't know about a rack.
I know he
maybe
has
a shelf. I don't know. I'll have to check it. You know, I'll have those facts for you next show.
Yeah, okay. Anywho.
You don't always say that all. Never.
Right. You don't ever.
I know,
ever,
but,
ever,
well,
ever,
hey,
ever.
Maybe some of our listeners can do the research and get back with me on that.
Stevie be chilling at the party and shit.
Here we go.
Hey.
Come on, Matt.
Oh, like Ray Charles used to do. Dude, did you see the movie where Ray feel her wrist? Mm-hmm. And you know, if the wrist feel good, you know.
If it was thin
or if it was fat.
Right.
Right. And remember, he felt the fat lady wrist. He was like, thick. Oh, no. Oh,
he could have been gorgeous. He don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But that, you know,
Okay.
You know, someone once told me.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
This just sounds like an excuse. Someone told me that the muffin top was the guardian of good pussy.
Mm.
You know how much I buy that?
I don't know.
What do you think, Doc?
I don't know.
Was it somebody with a muffin top that told you?
Of course.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
And did you ever get there?
I wasn't interested.
Oh, okay.
I just was like,
okay.
Word for it.
Okay. Where was that? Let me see. Chris's lawyers, Gurgos and Gurgos, they sent Suge Knight a threatening notice. Said, hey, look, man, you better drop this shit here, okay? Or we're going to countersue for our malicious prosecution laws, all right? So Suge Knight felt a little threatened. Suge Knight said, okay. And he dropped the lawsuit.
He said, okay.
And dropped the lawsuit. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe ran out. I think he ran out of money and shit. I mean, really though, if you suing somebody, right? Okay, and you got a lot of money, but you notice this lawsuit is sucking your money, and you don't really know whether you're gonna win or lose. I guess it comes to a time where you say, you know what, fuck it. Okay, let's drop this shit because if it go on another month or two, I'll be broke, and then I fuck around and lose anyway.
Understand how he would lose though. I mean, if he was on property and got shot, as you say, 7 times,
yeah.
I mean, I don't understand how he could not sue the club.
If there's possibly videotape of the fact that he may have instigated and that person was actually maybe defending themselves. Or
7 times though?
Something like that. That's a big
and
dude.
See, you know what else they were saying was Chris Brown was affiliated with the Cribs or the Bloods, and so was Suge Knight back in the day or whatever. And they saying whenever Chris Brown gave an event, something always kicked, popped off. You know, so, I mean, now, I guess that'd be kind of hard to Suge was saying it was a lack of security.
Mm-hmm.
You know, was the reason why he got shot.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, so
I just don't see how. But I mean, you're right. Maybe he could have ran out of money, and you know, because I'm sure he had a lawyer that was probably sucking up the money too. So
mm-hmm.
You know, people don't realize
and
it's
then
like
you in jail too. You ain't right. Making no money. You know, right. You don't want to see all your shit just.
You know, he can't right. See either.
Right.
Okay. Oh, Lord, boy, I tell you. Now, this next story is a little confusing. Okay, now it's confusing.
Oh, Muppet Country.
Oh, boy. Nicki Minaj, man, she get the lied about fucking Heat. Okay. Now, apparently, she was in a chat, okay, and somebody was sending direct messages to her saying, now, Listen to me now. Someone in my DMs are saying that they wish this man who is holding the cat, it was like a little white boy holding the cat, would hold them the way he's holding this dog. Okay. Now, Nikki says, I'm confused.
Wait, dog or cat? Huh?
Dog. Hear me out. Nikki's saying, I'm confused, and which I was too when I was reading it. Okay.
It makes all of us
confused. Okay. Now, this chat is called Aaliyah's. I guess that's they name their chats when they, you know, when they're chatting. Okay, it's called Aaliyah's Airline. Okay. And this includes emojis of a plane on fire. Okay.
Aww.
And that clearly pissed off a lot of, you know, Aaliyah's fans and stuff like that.
And it's just tacky.
Right. Yeah. And I don't understand, how does that relate to the chat that they have?
Maybe you somebody know? Posted a picture of their conversation, maybe?
Could be. It could be.
I'm like, how else will people know about the Aaliyah?
Well, under it, it says Aaliyah's Airline, and then there's an emoji of a plane and fire, like, right next to it. But I don't know.
That is so tacky.
Yeah, no shit.
I mean, I'm still confused on the dog cat thing. The cat, that's something. But, I mean, but that is just, that's horrible. And definitely poor taste.
No shit. But anyway.
Oh, that's it?
You want some more? Oh, you know what? I heard some more women coming out about the Weinstein brother. And a lot of actresses just coming off the motherfucking woodwork just like they did on Bill Cosby. But we'll see. Like you said, we'll see how hard they go on the Weinstein.
Supposedly, he's like suing the company to get some kind of paperwork or something to say, you know, that says that all the crazy shit he did, I guess, was consensual, which makes no sense.
I don't know. I think some of them might have been, some of them might not have been. You say all the women that's coming out, he just took advantage of them. I think some of the women, you know, went along with it and some of them didn't.
But see, just because sometimes you go along with stuff doesn't necessarily mean you're still a willing participant. Sometimes people go along with stuff because they're not sure or they don't know or they're just, you know, insecure there's a multitude of reasons why somebody could have gone along. I mean, you know, trigger warning, but think about it. Somebody that's been abused and then continuously they're abused. I mean, you know, there's multiple reasons why somebody would do what they would do. And maybe they're coming out now because other women have come out, just like Cosby. You said it. Just like Cosby. They feel comfortable now coming out, you know, about it. But anyway, I think last time I saw he was up to like 58. So he's surpassed Cosby. Okay. I believe. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, guys, even though it's only shortly before the eve of All Hallows Eve, people's attention are turning to Christmas and the Christmas shopping and everything.
Skipping right over Thanksgiving.
And I just want to let you guys know that as much as you do for this show, just want to let you know that I've put you two on the top of my Christmas list this year. And I searched long and hard for the perfect Christmas gifts for the both of you.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
The wind whispered through the forest. A storm is coming. You cannot defeat the storm. From the trees rose a resounding voice. I fear nothing. I come when the trumpet sounds. I am the storm, the great American grizzly. Introducing the original Trumpy Bear, the fearless, super plush American grizzly. Trumpy Bear was born June 14th, Flag Day. Just find the secret zipper and pull out the flag blanket. Then wrap yourself in the red, white, and blue for comfort and warmth. Show your patriotism and proudly display Trumpy on Flag Day and on any American holiday. Trumpy can even honor your own family heroes.
God bless America and God bless Trumpy Bear.
Trumpy Bear sits proudly at the front of the motorcycle for all the world to see and loves to cruise with his brother.
I'm a former Marine and I'm proud to have Trumpy Bear ride by my side. Once a Marine, always a Marine.
Everyone knows Trumpy Bear loves to go to the golf course.
When I ride with Trumpy Bear, he makes my golf game great again. Thank you, Trumpy Bear.
Simply style his trademark hair and place him in his favorite chair. Even the toughest guys will love Trumpy Bear.
When America is great, business is great. When business is great, I am great. I love you, Trumpy Bear.
I am an Army veteran. I am proud to own the Trumpy Bear, and I will always be proud to be an American.
Order the Super Plus Trumpy Bear for only two payments of $19.95 and receive a special certificate of authenticity. Don't miss out on owning a piece of American history. Order now for only two payments of $19.95. Trumpy, the most fearless bear anywhere. Order now.
Thanks, Brian.
But wait, there's more.
I pass.
coming soon, Obama monkey. I mean, what the fuck? Slim.
I can't even believe that's a real thing.
I watched this commercial and waited for them to cue the Saturday Night Live opening. I'm like, this can't be real. Trumpy Bear?
Wow.
Who the fuck is behind this? Y'all read a small print. Please make all checks payable to the Ku Klux Klan.
All right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yo. That's...
I'm gonna be
y'all can Google it. It's for real. It's a real commercial.
It's so fucking real. You know what, though? If it wasn't two payments of $19.99 or... I would do this as a gag gift. If it was like $9.99, I would do this as a gag gift.
Mm-mm.
You would.
Just to see people's face.
Mm-mm.
When they open up, like, I was thinking about you when I bought this, man.
Yeah.
That man.
I'm saying.
You have to see, like,
did
the
you
hair.
Hear, did you hear the Marine? Once a Marine, always Marine. He rides with Trumpy Bear in front of his motorcycle.
I swear that sounded like Black Man with a Gun doing the intro.
Wow.
It did.
I will pass that along.
Please do. I like to hear him say, yes, that is me, or no, that is not me.
Mm.
I really do feel like that's him.
You Reverend know what Blanchard, hear the call, sir. I'm going to send this to him. I'm going to say, you said that this was your voiceover words.
I'm just saying.
Trumpy Bear. Trumpy Bear with a gun.
Wait, Wait, as you said, there's more. You can turn him around and unzip his back, and there's a flag
and
in his back.
And there is a flag blanket in his back. So you
which it's supposed to be, like, really horrible if you use the flag for things.
I don't know if it's an actual flag. I think it's a blanket.
It doesn't matter. It's still a flag. Because,
yeah?
I mean, technically, that's what they said. No flags on bottles, T-shirts. You know, you're not supposed to use it as a merchandise kind of thing. You're not supposed to wear it. You're not supposed to do anything with it besides put that junk, you know, up on the pole. I'm telling
influential
you.
Influential people, president included,
not,
has the
you're
pin.
Not supposed to wear it.
Mm. Well, around 9/11, everybody was doing that shit. I guess now you can't do it.
I mean, people are still doing it.
My thing is, if you wear it as a pin, and if there's a tragedy and the flag is at half staff, are you supposed to lower it to your pants?
I'm going to leave that alone on that.
Yeah.
I'll let you two talk.
I'm just saying.
You just let me spike the with my.
Just asking.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know what I wonder? How many people out there voted for Trump are now kicking themselves in the ass? And how many people will actually admit that shit?
There are some that actually admitted to themselves that,
bro,
you know.
I would love to hear that shit right
now. I've already made up my mind that, I mean, I'm just assuming. I don't even give people a chance to even answer that question. I just look at them and be like, yeah, you voted.
You said, yeah, you voted?
Yeah, you voted for Trump.
I say, that's it and that's that, huh?
I don't even give them a chance to be like, no, I didn't. Like, yeah, you did.
Right. That's it.
Anyway, there are much bigger things going on this week. And one of the biggest things that are going on that needs immediate attention is we're close to war. And I ain't talking no North Korea shit. I'm talking about one of the baddest entities on the face of this planet is getting ready to go to war. With some punks.
Yeah.
It's that time. It is that time. Now listen. We are badly beat up. We are wounded. We have casualties. And we are going to try our best to field the best team that we can at this point. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I'm not going to let this be an excuse for what happened last week. Mm-hmm. And I'm damn sure not going to let it be an excuse for what may happen this week. But all I'm saying is, it's next man up. And it's smoke them if you brought them.
Oh, man.
So, I'm hoping these skins get it together and go out there, represent us proud.
But you never know, dog. Sometimes, man, when the top soldiers are down, our backs against the wall, man, some of them dudes that's sitting on the bench, man, that's hungry, ready to go, you know, been waiting their turn to get out there to show what they can do, man. Hey, sometimes, man, you know, they might come through. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, but we'll see.
Right.
We will see. We will see what that second bench is going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Well, good luck to the Skins. And shout out to the sub-posting motherfuckers out there.
Sub-posting, you know, grow up here. I mean, say what you mean. I mean, say it with your chest.
Say what you mean. I mean what you say.
I mean, for real. I'll sure enough respond in kind.
Really?
Maybe that's what you're afraid of.
Oh. We haven't done that in a while.
Oh!
He owns you.
Right.
Oh, she owns you.
Yeah, that's
what,
yeah.
It's been a while.
Oh! She told you.
Oh, he owned you. Oh, she owned you now. Oh, you're all getting old. Oh!
Oh! The soundbite wizard.
Welcome back to the In Deep Show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing the show as you always do. Shout out to Mashani from Single Simulcast. Shout out to El Stone from Forget That Yo and Off That Drank. Also want to send a shout out and hugs to Chaz. I don't know if you're still out there. I don't know if you even get this message, but I wanted to send you a shout out.
Chaz has become so distant.
I know, right?
Maybe he doesn't. Maybe well, he didn't like my home.
Well, I guess since he retired, maybe. Or he's about, either he retired or he's about to retire. But anyway, so he lost his dad recently. So shout out to him. Sending you hugs.
No doubt. Don't lose my friend.
Yes, sir.
Sending you hugs, babe. Emails. You want to send them? indeepshow@yahoo.com. Voicemail, you want to send it? 202-750-1437. You know, we like to hear your voice.
Absolutely, we do.
It's cool. So.
So we have some feedback. I guess we're just going to just jump right into the feedback.
Let's do it. Get down.
What up, IDS fam? This is Kmart here. Hope all is well. Just want to hit these two questions that was asked the last two shows. I'm actually glad y'all back. Let me just start that off. B, hope the diet's going well. Queen, how you doing? Doc, my man, how's it going? But anyway, first question about your boy in the dating profile. You know what? That's honestly dating rule 101. I'm pretty sure you guys have tackled this on Dating Sucks. So if not, you need to revert your boy back to that, because that's like that's like the first rule of thumb. You do not put other people in your pictures on your dating profile. I mean, man, you got to at least have some quality selfies of yourself. Come on, man. Come on. Let's do better. But in terms of hooking this boy up, you know what? Depending on, like, me, I'm pretty sure he knows his boy's situation. I mean, if he's single and if he's actually looking for someone, you know what? Go and throw him a bone. Just, hey, look, explain him the situation. Tell him about what happened. The fact of the matter that you really don't know this girl, but, you know, hey, she was acting funny. I mean, she was asking about you. So, you know what? Go for it. But, hey, like I said, just explain the parameters. But I know it's going to be hella awkward when if y'all hook up or y'all go out to a little outing and y'all have a little meetup and he's booed up with this girl and and you single as hell. So, hey, there you go. But and also the question about $1 million to get back with an ex and $100K to leave that be. Personally, you know, it depends on which ex. I got a couple cool ones that, you know what, hey, situation's a little different. Hey, may have another go. But a couple other ones, I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole. I just feel some of those shouldn't even be thought about or even revisit. So anyway, y'all be easy. Later.
You know what's always interesting? I was just having this conversation with Diego the other day. How you can be in a relationship with someone and you love them and you love everything about them and just love, love, lovely, love, 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 love. And then you break up and you like, that motherfucker, that bitch, blah, 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 blah. I hate them. And it's like, woo.
I should have motherfucking seen that shit coming. Some, you know right. What? Every time my gout act up when I meet,
My grandmother told me he wasn't no good when I stole a little monkey ass.
You know what I mean? Like, that's always so crazy to me how people flip, you know.
But you know what? I think it depends on the reason they broke up. You know, if a man you've been going together for a long time, you caught me cheating on you, that's when that little type of shit, you know, like, that motherfucker. And then you'll tell what, like, one of your relatives or your friends, and they be like, girl, I try to tell you that fucking with them, and then they feed into the motherfucker. All that shit do is fuel the motherfucker fire, you know.
Usually over time, though, that sort of, in not all cases, but in a lot of cases, it tempers. So, like, immediately after the breakup, it's motherfucker this, motherfucker that. Mm-hmm. But then afterwards, it was like, you know,
he had a little dick anyway.
You know, it'll temper down to just being, shit just didn't work. And
I'm going to tell you, this is the first thing they say. I knew he was gay. He was gay and he had a little dick. That's what they do. I'm trying to tell you.
I ain't never heard nobody say that.
You never heard a angry woman say that after she broke up with
him? Gay? No.
Okay. All right. When he stopped fucking her, because he fucking somebody else, he was gay because he stopped fucking you. Now he gay and he got a little dick.
I mean, is it a woman or a man? I mean, if it's a man, then...
No, okay. All
right. Right.
I'm messing with a woman.
Uh-huh.
All right. Mm-hmm. Now... I don't find her attractive anymore, or for some reason I don't want to mess with her anymore. Mm-hmm. You know, but I still keep her around to hit it. Mm-hmm. Right? But I'm spending more time with this other female. You know what I'm saying? Right? I find her more attractive, whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And she finds out. Mm-hmm. That's when she go on her little rant. You know, especially when her girlfriends, you know, be like, I told you, I saw him with another girl or whatever, or so, you know, and so, you know, that's when they get to, you know, going on that old bullshit, you know, he wasn't shit no way, you know, I really cut him off, you know, and a little dumb shit like that, you know, and then, like I said, you know, I think he gay, because he wasn't fucking me, you know what I'm saying, and you know, shit like that. He wasn't fucking you because he fucking somebody else. You know?
Okay, I never heard the gay comment, but okay.
No? Mm-mm. Okay.
All right. On to the next bit of
Keep It Moving.
What's going on, family? How's everybody doing, man? Hope everybody all right. Man, it's been a minute since y'all put a show out. Hope everybody good, man. Mahi at work, you know. Just finished watching the game, you know. You know what game that was, you know. Some kind of Green Eagle put an ass whooping on the Indians, a.k.a. Redskins. I know you Washingtonians over there quiet as hell.
Have a nigga.
Two beatings in a row. Salute my Eagles, man. 6-1, man. What the fuck, man? Put some respect on my Eagles, man. Anyways, man. Hope everybody doing good. I just want to talk my shit. Feeling good.
Wrong show,
looking
nigga.
Right. 6-1. Yeah. Anyways, what's my next podcast, man? Playing on y'all, man. Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Where y'all at? Alright. Talk to y'all soon, man. Peace. Rude boy. Signing out.
You know what's amazing?
What's up, Rude Boy?
You know what's amazing? Rude Boy will call up here and send a 5.5 minute message on dribbling bullshit. But when he comes to quote unquote talk his shit about his chosen team, his refugee-ass team that he has nothing to do with the... with Philadelphia.
Wow.
In Ohio.
It was Ohio, Cleveland?
Yeah, exactly. Ain't shit going on there to want to fucking root for. So, yeah, everyone vacate and pick the next closest thing that makes your dick get hard. But anyway.
Oh, come on.
So,
now.
You call up here to talk shit about the Eagles, and all you can do is muster up 45 seconds of shit talking? 45 fucking seconds. Your message was 1 minute and 8 seconds long. Of which some of it was, where y'all at? Y'all need to put another show. I just wanted to call. And then there was the section of the message.
Okay.
So you mustered up,
sir,
40 to 45 seconds of smack talk? That's what your Eagles are worth to you?
Sir.
That's why you're an NFL refugee, sir. You picked your team. So be it.
Wow.
And that, sir, is for you. Sir. And that's it, sir.
How may I help you?
I'm just saying.
I'm good. Okay. I'm just...
I know how you get with the football talk.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. I know how you get with the football talk.
I'm responding to the people.
But you know what, though? Philly is doing good right now.
Philly's
Let's give it to
strong
them.
Strong motherfucking J.
Motherfucking thing.
Listen, to everyone hey, within the sound talking. Of my voice... And everyone that can hear my voice that knows someone from the state of Pennsylvania, more preferably the Philadelphia region, give them props because they fucking earn it. Mad shouts to your Philadelphia Eagles.
All right.
For being 6-1.
Okay.
Refugees?
Wow.
Refugees? Refugees.
Okay.
Anyway, not so much.
Thank you so much for your feedback. Is that it?
I mean, Queen, let me ask you a question.
Oh, okay.
Let me ask you a question.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
If I were to respond to his message right now and say, I don't know why you talking all that Redskins, John. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. How fucking idiotic would I sound?
I don't feel like people, that's a real question.
That people know that I'm from the DMV, born and raised. Everyone knows I rep my skins. How crazy would I sound saying, no, fuck that, go Green Bay.
Well, you know, I guess I'm not like you. Well, I feel like if you like a team, you like a team. Like, I don't really care that much. Like, I'm not that invested.
I dig it. I'm loyal to the soil, though.
Well, that's, I mean, as well as I am. But I'm just saying, for other people that like other football teams, because, mm-hmm. you know, you never know their reason. Like, somebody I know likes, what is it, the Steelers coach? I mean, Steelers coach has a black coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they like him because he's a black coach. You know, mm-hmm. that team, because, you know, black coach is not that many in the NFL, right? Then you got people that like,
so
you know, Cam's team because, you know, he's a black quarterback.
But here's my question to to that.
And Russell's team.
What do those people do when you go out and, because football is not just, it's either you're in or you're out, really, you know what I mean? So say your friend that likes the Steelers because the black coach.
Mm-hmm.
And so at some point they're probably going to go out and buy a hat or a t-shirt or something or whatever to say, I'm sure. I'm a Steelers fan.
Sure.
So what happens when the white coach comes in a couple years? Now you're an idiot. You're going to go just go buy some new
shit. I don't know what they're going to do, to be honest with you.
But that's my point. And I'm not speaking directly to them, but I'm just saying to the people of that ilk. Okay. Like, okay. Really?
But see, they're not as invested in a team as you are, because
they don't need to be as invested invested in some way.
I mean, they're like oh, it's a black coach, that's really cool, you know what I mean? It's like one of those situations.
So if you want to stand on the sideline,
yeah, but
I think you don't buy any paraphernalia and you don't, you know, do anything or whatever, well then fine, you're just what they say about people.
Well,
on,
I think, you know. Brian's point is loyalty. If you're going to go with a team, go with the team. You know what I'm saying? Don't go with him because it's a black quarterback, it's a black owner, it's a black whatever. Huh?
I said, why not?
Okay, but stay with that team. Don't switch the team because...
But who said they're really going to switch the team? I don't know, but like, I mean, I kind of feel like I am not as diehard as you guys are when it comes to being a Skins fan. Mm-hmm. I mean, I am a fan because, you know, I'm born here, raised here, haven't moved away, you know. So I mean, so I do rep the Skins, but I don't rep it. I mean, y'all got on like a jersey and a t-shirt. I have on a sweatshirt that says Champagne
but
for
you
breakfast.
Got the colors though.
Not intentionally.
But see, but here's the point though. It's not even
this
about.
This joke says Champagne for breakfast. You do. Right.
It's not even about. It's part of what Doc said, but it's more about, again, being loyal to the soil. You know what I'm saying? And I understand, like, in the case of Rude Boy, you know, even though we fucking wear Rude Boy right now, you know, I understand that he's not originally from this country.
Right.
But, again, my whole thing is have some loyalty to where you call home. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's just, to me, front-running people, like people that say, oh, I'm picking them because they good right now.
Right.
That's just whack to
like
me.
Like Patriot fans.
Exactly. If I see another African-American with... Let me take that back. If I see another nigga rocking Patriots and screaming, nigga, Boston don't even want your nigga ass there.
How about that?
The fuck?
How about that?
But because they're a dynasty team right now, you going to ride dick?
Mm-hmm.
That shit irks me.
Yeah, right. What if you're from...
If you're from there,
well,
then
yeah,
rep
that's
it.
Different.
See,
okay.
That's
loyalty.
Why I keep
so
saying,
you can be black.
I don't
loyalty.
Have a problem with Texas-born Cowboy fans. They are some of the best fucking people on the world.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with them. It's what you're supposed to do.
Right, right, right.
But you DMV fucking traitor ass, no fucking loser. But yet y'all nigga asses is shooting each other over the fucking your block you live on.
How about
but
that?
You can't rep your team?
How about that?
You gonna rep somebody else's team?
Oh, man.
Nigga, are you really loyal? What the fuck? Who are you? And that's my point. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Rude Boy, if I'm not mistaken, you're an Ohio native. You got two teams to choose from. But you bypass both of them because they some shit to go to Philadelphia.
Right.
All right.
Like, and just like our Spanish, our Mexican brothers and sisters. Now, a lot of them are Dallas fans. Because, you know, when they crossed over the little line, that's one of the first places they got to. So that's all they know. And most of them, like, from El Salvador, you know, little places like that, they Dallas fans. And I can understand that. Because, you know, ain't no Mexican football team. So when they got to Dallas, that's where they are. But I think when they move further north, you know, some of them, you know, kind of, you know, oh, I like the Skins, I'm finding that. I'm finding that. But most of them are still Dallas fans. But I can understand why, because that's the soil that they, you know, crossed over to, you know. But I understand.
And we're working on a wall for that very reason.
But I can respect that. I understand why.
Those of the Indie Show.
But, you know, like, I mean, gee.
My whole thing is just, you know, like, my daughter. She was technically born in Baltimore. But you live in D.C. You were raised in D.C. all your life. So I told her, you have a choice to make.
She made it.
And she made her choice. But I said, here's the thing. You can't switch. You went Ravens. Right. You are Ravens.
Right, exactly. Loyalty.
Done.
Loyalty.
It's over. There's no getting older and mature and coming to your senses and all that and realizing you should have been with the scans because daddy was right. It's none of that.
See, I remember.
I won't accept you.
I remember, like, when I was younger, too, and I was playing softball, I used to really, really like the Atlanta Braves. So.
But you also realize at the time when you were playing softball, Atlanta Braves was a dominant squad at that time.
They were.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just fascinating to watch.
That's the problem that I had.
Right.
Most I mean, that's why. It was fascinating to watch.
And that's why a lot of born and raised Redskin fans are Dallas fans.
That, right.
Because that's back when Roger Staubach and Drew Pearce and all the motherfuckers, Dallas was the team.
I mean, it was a fascinating team to watch.
They jumped over there. You know,
I mean, you know.
They didn't understand loyalty.
I mean, now I'm Nationals, but, you know. I mean, I was in a bar trying to rep and fight. Well, not literally fight, but Dodgers and fans, and they were winning to they were losing to the Cubs. I was like, yeah. And I was like, you're losing. Wait a minute. No, I'd rather root for the Dodgers because the Cubs beat the Nationals. You know what I mean? So I was like, wait, what?
So you know how I handle that?
Well, I was in a bar.
I dig it. I'm just saying, it's like, for me, I don't see my curly W. I don't need to see this shit. Same thing with hockey. When the Caps go out, we don't watch no more of this
right,
shit.
Right, right. Just like when the Redskins made the playoffs, they out. I don't care who wins Super Bowl no more. I don't.
But don't y'all still watch it?
For the party.
It depends. It depends if I'm in front of
you. I watch the Super Bowl. I'm not as hard on watching the playoffs any further, but the Super Bowl is a two-part entity.
Right, yeah, yeah.
It's a game.
Yeah, you got it.
And it's the party. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, and then it's the realization of.
Food and drinking.
Yeah, absolutely. And then it's the realization of, damn, we gonna have no more football for like 4 months.
Right. Mm-hmm. Might as well watch this.
Shit. Gotta watch this one. All right. So. Well. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing, man. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the NFL world from Brian.
Right.
The queen. The doc.
Stay close. Come at me. Can you go through the archives, queen? I'm gonna give you a homework assignment. Can you go through the archives and pull up all the messages from the last 3.5 years from Rude Boy M that dealt with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Redskins? I don't think he sent one goddamn. I don't even think that. Really? But you go on. Now you want to stretch your legs.
Hey, let him puff out his chest. Yeah.
Is this what you want to do?
Clearly.
And then. You got your fair weather fans. I don't think we ever got to them. They just jump to whichever team that's doing good right now. You know what I'm saying? If you weren't repping Philly last year or 2 years ago when they were sucked, then don't try to jump out there now. You know.
I swear, if the words have ever left your mouth, oh, that's my second team.
Oh, that's
just not, understand not, you're a fucking, you're a loser.
Right, right.
You're a leech on society.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
That's my other team.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. I never understood that right there.
All right. So we'll take a break before the question.
Or keep it moving, son.
Okay. Directing airplanes over there. All right. So this week's question.
Okay.
Interesting one.
Uh-oh.
It's a position that I actually found myself in once before.
Oh.
And if you give me 1 second to pull it up, I can.
If you guys are still listening after Football Talk 101, you know.
Yeah.
In deepshow@yahoo.com.
The real fans.
That's what they come for.
Come to listen and stay for the beating.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one. God, that's a good question. which one needs to do first? Okay, so I'm going to do this one first because it was kind of on the top of my head. So a gentleman wrote in to talk about the fact that he's having an issue with one of his, I don't know how long they've been friends, but long life friends. His buddy is getting married. And he advised his friend that he probably should rethink getting married. And, you know, his friend was kind of like, you know, went into like defense mode, like, no, man, she a good girl, blah, 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 da, 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 you know, defending his date, his wife, fiance. So come to find out, he was like, yeah, I don't have a problem with her. I have a problem with you. I don't think you're good enough or ready for her. She is all those things that you said, but you're still a dog. You're still out here chasing everything, moving, and your attention and your focus is not on her. And I actually do think that she's a good person. And I'd rather not see you destroy her with your inability to stay committed and so forth and so on. So, of course, this brought about an incredible argument with the two. And the gentleman that wrote in is like, I'm your best friend. I'm supposed to be 100 with you no matter what. Why are you so fucked up with me? I'm doing what the job of a best friend is supposed to be. So he wants to know from us, was he wrong? Was he wrong for, you know, did he break some man code or cross the line to keep it 100 with his friend on the fact that, yo, Slim, you know you're not ready to settle down and all you're going to do is hurt this good person. Don't do it. Delay the wedding. Do something.
Well, first of all, I'm like, why didn't you say something before they got engaged? Because now, you know, you're also messing up her thing too, because she was like, yeah, I'm getting married. Woo, 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 whoop-de-woo. So, but I mean, I think as a friend, you should always keep it 100 with your friends, even though they don't want to hear it. And a lot of times, you know, it's hard, but I don't know. I mean, and it also seems kind of weird that you waited for him to be engaged and it was almost time for them to get married.
So if I were to come to you and
when they were dating, I mean, okay, if you're going to do it.
If you're dating, you're dating. What are you going to stop on dating? But when he came to them to say, hey, I propose to her or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Well, as I said, that if you're going to tell him, you should tell him and keep it 100, as everybody says. But I think you didn't have to wait until he actually got engaged to her to tell him. Because, I mean, I would assume that if they're engaged, they probably have been dating for a while. You know, and it's like, why would you wait till they're engaged to tell him, hey, don't mess this girl's life up? And on the other hand, I'm wondering, like, do you have some feelings for this girl? I'm wondering, you know, and that's another reason why you're saying that. You know, like, I really would want to know what is the best friend's motive for saying, you know, all the things that he said to his friend.
Exactly.
Is it really about your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Is it really about the girl? Or is it really about you?
You trying to get with her.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, is this from the dude in the picture and the best? No, I'm just kidding. But really, like, I don't know. I just think it's just trashy anyway that you waited to the last minute until they were engaged. But whatever. I mean, since you're saying something.
Being that we don't have the parameters of it. I could understand if it was a situation of they got engaged, then years later or months later, as it approaches the wedding, you say that. I think I could side with you more if it was that. But if he came to him and was like, yo, I just asked her to marry me or whatever. And that's when he was like, yo, you should probably rethink this. I think that's perfect timing, because while you're dating, it's not really. And who's to say whether he did or not? But really, while you're dating, you're dating. You don't know what the hell's going to happen tomorrow. She could probably catch him.
You don't think he said, "This is the girl I'm going to marry"? Like, don't friends talk about that?
He might not have. He might not have.
Then that's not your best friend.
Or maybe he might have, but it was at the point when he said he did it, dude was like, listen, you know, maybe he was hoping, or maybe while they was dating, he might have been thinking, oh, she's going to catch you anyway. She's going to be over. So I ain't no need for me to be the bearer of bad news. But... oh, so you did do it? Okay, well, since you did, let me put this in your ear, bro.
Ugh, your friend's trash.
You know. So that's your thing, your friend's trash. That?
Well, I mean, I just get him a whole thing.
I mean, I did it.
I'm talking about the dude that asked is trash. Because, I mean, if he's shady, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. If he's shady and he's getting engaged and he's going to be messing around with the girl, you know, on the girl behind the girl's back.
Right.
He's trash.
Okay.
My whole thing is, like you said, Queen, I don't know if dude may have feelings for the girl or whatever, but he sounds more like a brother figure than a best friend. He's saying, look, man, I know you're going to fuck around. You're going to fuck around on shorty, man. Don't even do it. Don't matter of fact, just cut the shit off right now. Don't have it going any further. But if he want to keep, you know, if he decide he wants to go through with the wedding or whatever and all that kind of crap, man, I don't know. My main man, if he has feelings for this girl, he might go tell her, you know?
I mean, we could stretch it out to what's not known. But sort of keeping it to what we do know. Okay. You know, is dude wrong for pulling the question is dude wrong for pulling his friend up?
Man, I would say no. I would say, dude, you know, I think dude was all right for, you know, saying that shit, you know, because I would do it to you if you was going to, you know, and I know, you know, you had a little stable or whatever, and I know you had a, but then again, you know what, maybe this might be the girl that'll change you. Maybe this might be the girl that'll get you out of pimping forever. Or maybe, you know, you'll still be pimping. But I would say, look, B, man, you know how you like to do it, man. You know, you like plenty of women, man. Maybe this is not the move for you. But if you were, you know, real consistent, if you were like, look, man, this is the one right here. This is the one I want to do. You know, this the one that's going to change my life, man. She do this. She do this for me. She do that for me. Then, if you talk me into it, I'd be like, okay. Go ahead, man.
See, I think for me, and you use the terminology that makes a whole lot of difference for me. I think for me, if it was a situation of he came to me and was like, yo, you know, I asked her to marry me, blah, blah, blah. And he would, you know, his standpoint was, you know, look, you know, I know I've been out here wilding and cutting the fuck up, man, but I honestly feel that this is the one
that's
going to make me see the light. And blah blah blah, and I honestly feel like I'm tired of living those ways and
exactly,
da da da.
Right, right.
Then I would be like, I would support him. I would, you know, reinforce what he just said. Like, hey man, you can't, Slim. She a good girl, Slim. Don't, you know, da da da. Whatever. She's, y'all built this together over the years, and this is, man. Don't throw that away.
All right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And then yeah, but I think. Just to answer the question that's put forth to us without adding any extras to it. Nah, if that's your man, that's your ace, your 100, he's supposed to come to you and tell you your shit stink any day of the week, twice on Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And you supposed to not get in your feelings. This is the moment for y'all to be best friends and rap about it and be 100 with each other and forge a game plan moving on. You know, so that's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But I mean, yeah, bruh, you know, tell your boy to listen to the show if you don't want to break the news to him. Tell your boy to listen to the show.
There you go.
And let him know, man. You know, you got to get about your feelings.
Oh man.
And
take him somewhere, man. Have some drinks and say, look, dog, you know you ain't ready for that.
Put drinks in it. I leave drinks out of it.
Okay.
Leave drinks out of it because. A lot of dudes out here that think they can handle it, liquor can't. And a lot of dudes get real emotional and drinking. You don't need any outside influences. You need clear, sober minds.
Okay.
And just talk. And you need to get his attention. Understand, this is not a game.
All right, there you go.
You know,
and it sure ain't.
And then when, once that. Y'all get all that straight and y'all dap up and get a bro hug and all that, that's at that point where you kind of let them know, like, Slim, don't ever come at me again like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm here for your best interest. So don't come at me like that, Slim. Well, fuck you. So anyway, if you want to,
don't ask me to be best man.
Right.
How about that shit?
And I know you're going to fuck shit up.
I was going to say, I don't think they will ask you. Because they see how you feel about it.
So, Quinny Queen, if they want to chime in.
You want to chime in deepshow@yahoo.com. Voicemail 202-750-1437.
There you have it. There you have it. There you have it.
There you are.
All right. So, for us football people, we are 40 minutes into the first round of games for the day. So, that means we need to start doing our preparation of food and mind. Okay. And by mind, we mean get liquored up.
There you go.
So, we got to go. We have to go and prepare ourselves for the game. I like to wish all 32 teams in the NFL and their respective fans, geographically speaking, good luck, unless it's the state of Texas. And wish you all the best. But before we go, Doctor.
Let me see. Two figures to my Redskins, who I know are going to pull it out today. It might be a close one, but I think we're going to do it. One finger for the Trumpster, who doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know why the man is in the position that he's in. He doesn't know what he's doing. He doesn't know what he's saying. Other than that, Quinn.
Let's see.
He's just been taking the whole show over today. Queen!
Right. Okay. Well,
my bad.
See, two fingers to me, Familia, to Doc, Big B. We've been doing this for a minute. And, yikes.
Y'all know we ran in the corner to 8 already, huh?
No shit.
I still feel like I'm in the 7.5.
No, you came in 49. You came in the 1st year. Huh?
41, 43.
You came in the first year.
That's weird.
Man, fuck all them numbers. You man, it's what it is.
No, it's still weird to me though. That I'm like, one, we're still doing this shit. Two, how come we haven't got picked up to go mainstream? Just putting that out there. Cause you know, I feel like we can and we should be. Yeah. But whatever. You know, good things.
Don't think so.
Yeah, well, good things come to those who wait.
All right.
Anyway.
And I'm a real strong believer in the power of fate.
You know what I'm saying? Good things come to those who wait.
All right.
And, hey, since he just said it, one finger goes to our haters. Sit and spin. Catch these fingers.
See, I knew when Queen let one fingers out, she would do it.
Queen get bad. I ain't never seen two.
Yeah, when them jumps was stern.
Weren't they though? A little crooked. Look at they got a beat to them.
One of them joints looked up with Charlie.
No, I know, right?
The right one.
No, this finger, I think.
Nah, that both right. Of, that right both middle, of them look. That right middle finger looked double jointed. That's okay. The left.
Both.
No, I'm saying it's not. Neither one of them are.
Look at that one. They still have a little extra.
You know, I think that's from the other like
one
writing.
Does, the other one does too.
Because you know, you get that little indent like when you write.
You know the difference. Okay. Different. Fuck you, signs. You got the person that does that. Got the person that does that.
And
does
then you got
that?
The person that got some of the fingers up.
This.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I was just like this back right. In the day. It was right. Just like this. Now it's like,
let me hold them all fingers. Down so you can see what
right,
I'm doing.
Right.
Yeah. Take that.
Yeah, I don't know. If it, well, yeah, we all know. Y'all remember when that was jive like a cuss word too? That was supposed to be like motherfucking something. Like,
no.
Then it kind of turned the rock and roll thing. Then it turned into the Texas thing. Then it was the Zeta thing. I mean, so.
No, I just know the... And the woo!
Okay.
Yeah. I remember I think I was in elementary school. I tried to make up one for this finger.
Didn't stick.
It didn't.
I mean, we'll work on now,
it
did,
for some reason, it stuck with my brother because he seemed to like to punch me in the face. When I was like,
it didn't work because motherfuckers can't do that shit. It'd be like, hold on, wait a minute.
No, people can't do it. It's just you.
Get out of here with them monkey paws.
Okay. All right. Now, yeah, that was a Star Trek joke. See, a lot of people can't do that.
You're right. A lot of people can't.
Is that Star Trek?
Yeah.
Or that was the Neptunes.
No, Star Trek came our way.
I know who came first, damn it. I'm just saying.
Wait, this one's a little harder.
Because you don't know the Neptunes.
No, because I know the Neptunes for real in them, man.
In them. Yep. He right, though. See? It is in them. Because what's the Asian dude's name? I don't know.
I don't. I know it was for real one
in
of
them. You don't know what
you're
doing.
Yeah. See? Don't test my knowledge, boy. Ever.
You don't.
Shit again.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
What's the name of their rock group? Don't test his knowledge.
I'm going to show you how to cut the show off real quick.
What should you done it all? All funny.
Right. Remember back in the day?
Back in the day, nigga, that was a month ago.
Oh, that used to be horrible.
I know, right? But I don't like doing you had too much of a good time because, on that laugh.
Come on, man.
But I was new.
Yeah.
What's the name of the rocker?
He just said we're almost eight years in. No, I will not, sir.
You won't?
Mm-mm.
Ooh, take away your Christmas present. What you say?
Cream, remember, what was the name of the rock group? The Neptunes.
I don't even remember.
I don't know no damn rock group. All I know is Neptunes.
No, I don't remember.
Shit.
You know it if I say it.
Yeah, probably.
N.E.R.D.
Oh, right.
The Nerds.
Oh, him can read.
That's I can do.
Him shit. Can spell.
What does N.E.R.D. stand for?
Neptunes.
Nope.
Eaten.
I don't know, man. I ain't in no damn rock and roll shit.
Sometimes.
No one ever really dies.
Ooh, you're real smart.
I just know what I know.
Oh, great.
Some would say I'm probably not that smart.
Let me go back to my one finger.
Back
I was gonna say to his haters still
your crooked fingers.
There you go. So, two fingers.
Oh.
Two. You know what? I'm gonna give two fingers to. Two fingers to something that I've always given a one finger to.
Oh.
But actually, kind of proved its worth with my help. Two fingers to my gas grill.
All right.
I've always been against gas grills, but. I watched a couple videos and blah, 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 and I found out how to get the good smoky charcoal taste going on with the food. And, oh, man, I made some drumsticks the other day. Whew. And I did a couple drunken steaks. Did a little spot and optimator and soaked the steaks in that chain.
Oh, you did okay. Shit.
Whew. So, yeah. Oh, and I put some asparagus on the grill, too. Great. So.
Okay.
Shout out to that grill.
That ooh, I might
hashtag grill life
in a few minutes.
Yeah.
And one finger to the makers and promoters of Trumpy Bear. Are you fucking kidding me?
I bet you people bought that.
Oh, I'm sure there's a whole bunch of degenerate.
What was it,
$40? Oh, yeah.
Was it free shipping?
Two payments of $19.99. But wait. Act now.
There's more.
We'll scram. Mm. Trumpy Bear.
Stop saying it. I feel like it's going to pop up in here.
I know,
in
right?
In the studio.
Right.
Keep saying its name.
Can I get a half a... No, not a half. Not even a half. A quarter of one finger. Even though they're going to have a excuse... It's unexcusable. I want to give, not even a quarter, I want to give the tip of the middle finger to Queen Nene.
Oh.
for coming up in my house with Starbucks without asking me if I wanted
You know what? How about I have $40 for your coffee?
How about my coffee costs $4?
Your coffee, the last time
if
I got you.
If you would have called me, all I wanted was some just regular old.
I was running behind.
There we go. So. That's the excuse I was looking for.
No. No, seriously. I was like, the last time you got coffee was like, I got you coffee. It was like an $8 coffee. I was like, I ain't got money for that.
I understand that. But I can't do that right now because of the 7 million calories that are in that coffee.
I'm saying.
Oh, and
I put that right back on YouTube.
Kmart, thank you. Thank you for the lookout. I'm coming down to this last week. This is the last week of the challenge. The last week and a half have been horrible weeks for me. My knee is just not allowing me to push and work out. So I'm trying. I'm fighting. I'm still moving as much as I can, but I don't get that good burn.
So when will we know?
All that. Yeah.
Okay.
You will know.
Lord. Man, it's close. Seventh. Man, nobody trying all this shit.
The 7th? Okay.
Yeah.
No, I really want to know. When we going to know? We've been talking about this for a minute. So I want to know. I mean, you could tell you did lose weight. So when are we going to know?
Yep. So not this Monday, the next Monday after we weigh in. So we'll do that. So we're going to get out of here because there is a spot on Doc's sofa that is starting to cool down.
Man, I got some work because, to do. God damn it.
You know.
Shit.
God knows, you know. His remote is lonely
man,
as fuck.
Man, don't nobody want to hear about all that old and, crap. Man, I got to go.
He got to go
and
back.
And I
got
to pee.
All that stuff.
Shit.
I'd like to thank you all for listening and joining us and doing what you do
we love
each week. Hey, questions, comments, feedback.
Yes,
all that. Even if you just want to tell Doctor go to hell because he fucked you up at the office at the water cooler. Just send it on.
No, I did. My information is pertinent and it is as informative as I can give it to you. Straight from the street.
Listen to that last line.
Baby.
As he can give it to you. We love you. We appreciate you. We look forward to you as you look forward to us. Thank you very much. I'm your man, Big B, for the Doc, the Queen. We are in deep, and we are out of here. But before we leave, we like to say,
God woke you up this morning. You can handle the rest of the bullshit.
I want all of you out of my house now. Now I want all of you out of my goddamn house. Out, damn spot. You better get the fuck on out of my house, nigga. Out, God damn it. All of you out. From now on.